Hey pals, we're back and we're going to talk today about the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's. I hope you guys had a great holiday. I had a fantastic holiday. Christmas Eve, surrounded by good friends, a lot of food, a lot of fun. Got tips from a couple of friends and made a Jell-O Shot Christmas tree. It started out as sort of a Jell-O Shot Chenga game, trying to get the whole thing set up, but turns out Jell-O Shots were not made to be stacked. And we were completely sober. Probably would have worked better had we been drinking beforehand. I told my friend Ben and Lindsay I really wanted to get a picture of a Jell-O Shot Christmas tree next to my tree because I just love semantics, and it was. That having been said, a lot of love, a lot of laughter. I literally went to bed thinking, wow, my ribs are sore, and no leather products were involved whatsoever. Christmas Day, the same, low-key, but brilliant. A lot of food, a lot of laughs. I always think about this time, the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's, because it's a busy yet stagnant time. There is so much going on in the, I guess I would call it the working world. Everybody's trying to get their insurance, bills, their life in order before the 31st, because for some reason somebody said, you must get this in order before the 31st, and everybody's kind of running around, and including myself, which begs the question, what does one do on New Year's Eve? If you are like myself, I like to stay at home or stay at a friend's house overnight where I know that I'm safe. There are a lot of high-tech gadgets now, such as, well, I won't say because I don't want to give them advertisement without paying me, so pay me and I'll say it, but there are a lot of apps now where you can call and get safe cab rides, safe, I almost said escort service. What is a safe escort service? The world may never know. I've got a couple friends who might have a good idea. So we have the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's, and the final 5 days, or 6 days, if you will. I just sat down and counted because I'm gooder at math. The 6 days until the year is finished. A lot of chaos, a lot of laughs, and what do you do? First off, I was asked if I have any favorite New Year's Eve movies. The answer is no. I really don't know of any New Year's Eve movies. There is a movie called New Year's Eve. I didn't see it. I have no idea what it's about. I'm sure it's about Easter. Every movie that I've seen that had a New Year's Eve plot or subplot, it was always pretty predictable. It's always 10 seconds before midnight, and a couple, whatever their angst was, has had a fight, and the girl is standing on the dance floor in the middle of a crowded place, and the crowd starts to sing Auld Lang Syne, and the man is walking away from her, and he turns and looks so sad. He leaves, and everyone's singing and throwing streamers and party favors and champagne, and the girl is just standing there going, oh, sigh. Yeah. Please. Seriously. Sure, there's a greeting card for that somewhere. So, no on the movie, but I'm sure they're out there, and I'm sure they are spectacular. Cough. Also, it's a sentimental time for me because my father's birthday falls on one of the 5 days between Christmas and New Year's. On this day, as a matter of fact, I really miss my father. And this year, I had kind of a twist. I found out something about my father. Memorial Day weekend, as a matter of fact, that I had no idea about, kind of really shook the hell out of me a little bit. It just made me give pause and think, wow, I don't really know everything about you. I thought I did. You're 15 years after you've gone to the great beer keg party in the sky, and I'm still finding out things. Wow. I don't know if you've ever had this situation happen to you where you, someone living or dead, you turn around and say, it's like that movie line, love means never having to say, who the hell are you and let me see your license. So my father didn't do anything crazy. I mean, he wasn't a secret agent spy or an air conditioner repairman. Again, you just never know. So thank God for bourbon and psychologists. Getting to New Year's Eve. What to do on New Year's? Some people have to do a big to-do. When I was a little girl, there was always a party at the country club or who's he what's his. I was never invited. I guess they didn't like my version of Auld Lang Syne, which I sang with a harmonica and a lot of spirit. Not really. I never owned a harmonica. Let's get real. I always loved seeing my parents dressed up. My mother was always dressed to the nines, looking absolutely fabulous. I mean, for real, just absolutely gorgeous. I would look at her and say, wow, I am never going to wear heels a day in my life. And I've pretty much proven that to be a fact. So my parents would get dressed to the nines and the tens and the elevens and go to their very impressive parties. And funny thing was, the next day, they never really said anything. They just took a lot of analgesic and drank a lot of coffee with huge smiles on their faces. So I'm sure they ate crackers and sat around and stared at people. I always was at home with ranch dip and a bag of chips watching MTV's New Year's. This is back in the day when MTV Music Video Television actually played music videos. I mean, it seems like such a far-fetched concept today. They played music videos. It was actually fun. Instead of playing whatever the hell they play, 13-year-olds having babies and people shooting each other up with needles and macrame iPhone holders. So yes, I was quite content with my sour cream dip, which brings me to the topic. If you're having a party or going to a party, what foods to serve? Now, I've had some experience with this. Please hear me out. Well, you're listening to the podcast, I hope you will hear me out. It's very, very important, children, to remember that if you're working on New Year's Eve, as many of us are, and you're hosting a party, don't think by any means if your boss says, oh, you get out early on New Year's Eve, that you will. And even if you do, something will hold you back. Take it from OCD Ello. Always prep your New Year's Eve hors d'oeuvres or meals or whatever you're cooking up the night before and stick it in the fridge, because however early you think you're going to be home, you'll be at least 90 minutes beyond that. So get your 7-layer dip ready, get your hors d'oeuvres ready, your brie out, get your dips ready, get your chips ready, get your crock pots out, fill it with whatever fantastic concoction you're going to make, put that in the fridge. So when you get home and you're running frantic, all you have to do is crock your pot and put everything out, and you still have plenty of time to go into your room, put on your dress, put on your makeup, and be ready. And that goes for my female friends as well. You'll have plenty of time to put on your dress. What do I cook on New Year's when I am hosting a New Year's Eve party, which I am this year because I just love it. Okay, I do love it, but truth be known, I don't want to be out on New Year's Eve. Hang on, somebody sent me an email. Let's see what this is. Oh, great. No, I've already saved a ton on insurance. Thank you. I always make my staple standards 7-layer dip. It is fantastic. I use everything but ground meat. I think cold ground meat is not okay. Sorry, folks, for those people that petition for cold ground meat. I don't mean to take the wind out of your cold ground meat sail. I don't like it. I use a layer of beans, a layer of sour cream, a layer of salsa. I'll use a layer of cheddar cheese, then fresh tomatoes. Oh God, I'm getting hungry right now. Anyways, it's 7-layer dip. You can make it as many layers as you want. Make it 12 layers, make it 2 layers, but it's got to be layers or it can't be a layer dip. I don't know why it's 7-layer dip. I guess because all of those words just kind of fall together, 7-layer dip. If you said 5-layer dip, I guess that falls together as well. But regardless, I have that made and in the fridge overnight. It sets better anyways. It's kind of fun. Also, a big, huge tip. Whatever you are cooking, now listen to me, all of my decorator pals and those that have furniture that costs more than $200. Whatever you are cooking, make sure that the food matches your floor, your carpet, your furniture, and even at times your ceiling. Because when your New Year's Eve party kicks off, there will be some remnants of your food in these places. You have to trust me on this. And even if they stain, well, hey, they go great with the throw pillows. So just remember that. Also, I like to cook things that are fun and easy and also easy to clean up. For example, pigs in blankets. Who doesn't love them? If you have friends that don't eat pork, they come in, almost said beef flavored. They come in beef, they come in turkey. They're fun. When I say they, I mean the little weenies, the little smokies. I said little weenies. Boy, I'm not going to hear the end of that from my pals in Fort Kickass. Fun, easy foods. Get them ready the night before. Come in, do what you got to do. And I like to sit back, relax, enjoy my friends, make sure that there is a couch or two available for that one friend who's drinking because he's really, really and truly over his girlfriend. Cough again. So, yeah, gotta watch out for that person who's really and truly over something because they really and truly drink a lot more than they really and truly should. But again, it's all in fun. Happy New Year. I was asked by a friend, should she go on a first date on New Year's Eve? And the answer is, I wouldn't, but then again, I didn't get a smartphone until about a year ago, so you shouldn't listen to me. I want to feel safe. I want to laugh. And how do you know this person? I've seen too many Craigslist killer stories on late night television. So I would say no. I would say go out, be with friends. Again, be safe. And by safe, I mean with people that you know, trust, and love. We get to the very most important part of New Year's Eve, and that is waking up on New Year's Day. I've been asked a lot, Ella, what can I do for this hangover? Now, generally, it's by somebody who's wearing last night's clothes and holding their head like it is a frozen watermelon, praying to the god of hangovers for forgiveness. This is what I have learned in my scant 22 years of life, you know, since I've only been legally drinking for a year. What I've found works for me, and it sounds very old-fashioned, and get me a cane. Huh, I already have a cane anyways, I'm in physical therapy. The important thing, for every alcoholic beverage that you have, drink a glass of water, at least 4 ounces, before you partake in another alcoholic beverage. Trust me, staying hydrated is key. Dehydration is the number one cause of headaches and nausea. Nausea? Nausea. Huh, I'm like Bush. Nuclear. No, wait, he would say nuclear. Nuclear? I can't even say it how he said it. I miss him. To avoid a nuclear holocaust of your brain, drink a lot of water while you are having your alcoholic intake. Your bladder will be angry with you, but your brain and your stomach will thank you. Also, a lot of food, pile it on. I know there's some people out there going, I'm on my little diet and blah, blah, blah. First of all, you shouldn't be dieting on New Year's. That's just stupid. So pile on a lot of food, get some absorption in there, enjoy your time, drink a lot of water. And also, if you know, want to take it from a CBS after school special, mix a drink that doesn't have alcohol in it, but looks like it does, so your friends won't mock you. Not that I'm around anybody like that, but I will mock you if you're not drinking alcohol on New Year's, because come on, it's New Year's Eve. You have to forgive yourself for your past and look forward to the future and down a few shots while you do it. So yes, have a party, go to a party, make sure that you have the noise-making party favors on hand for New Year's Day so your friends that have a hangover can listen to that cute little noise that you're making with the little or whatever. I can't make the noise because I don't have a New Year's Eve party favor. I should probably go get some. Your friends will appreciate it. And by your friends, I mean me, because I will think it's funny. Oh, another staple thing that I make for New Year's Eve, deviled eggs. True story. One time I was making deviled eggs for our debate club. This was a couple years ago. Friends and I would get together to watch the, I almost said Lincoln Douglas. That was a long time ago, and they didn't have cable for at least a couple weeks before that for the Obama-Romney debates. And I was making deviled eggs and didn't have time to run to the store when I found out I was out of relish, which I put in the deviled eggs. So I substituted relish for chunky salsa. It was the only thing I had, and it turns out it was even better than putting pickle relish in the deviled eggs. So that's just something you can experiment with if you choose, putting in a couple of teaspoons of drain the, whatever they call it, salsa juice. Is that a word? Anyways, try to put as much chunky salsa as you can into the egg yolk along with the mayonnaise. Guarantee you it's fantastic. Also something that I discovered, the paprika, whatever people sprinkle on them, it's also really fun to put taco seasoning on top of the deviled eggs. Oh my gosh. Mwah. It's just deviled egg brilliance. So there you go. Little deviled egg tip from Deviled Egg Ello. So what do we have here? It's the basics. New Year's Eve. Be safe. Use your cab finding, car service finding apps. And make sure you get to and from where you're going safely. I just want to end by saying happy birthday, Dad. I don't know how to say happy birthday in Russian, but I'm sure it involves a lot of upside down vowels, a lot of consonants, and it's very loud. So happy birthday, Dad. Everybody have a great New Year's Eve. I'll talk very softly on New Year's Day, just like this, so it won't agitate any acidic buildup that you have. Great. I'll talk to you soon, pals. Thanks for listening.